And then again, him with the square toes had gone back to his house. He stood once more and again in his high, flat house without sides to it and without a roof, with his soulless sword standing upright in his hand. His pale white horse had galloped over waters and thundered over land. The time of dying was over. It was time to bury the dead. Jenny, us been in this dirty, slouchy place 2 days now, and that's too much. Us got to get out of this house and out of this man's town. I never did like around here. Where we going, TK? That we don't know. Maybe we could go back up to state if you want to go. I didn't say that, but if that is what you... No, I ain't said nothing of the kind. I was trying not to keep you out of your comfortable, you know, no longer you wanted to stay. If I'm in your way... Will you listen to this woman? Me about to bust my bridges trying to stay with her, and she here. She ought to be shot with tacks. All right, then. You name something, and we'll do it. We can give it a poor man's trial, anyhow. Anyhow, I done got rested up, and the bedbugs has done got too bold around here. I didn't notice when my rest was broke. I'm going out and look around and see what we can do. I'd give anything a common trial. You better stay inside this house and get some rest. There ain't nothing to find out there, no how. But I wants to look and see, Janie. Maybe some kind of work for me to help do. What they want you to help do, you ain't gonna like it. They's grabbing all them in folks they can get their hands on and make them help bury the dead. They claims they's after the unemployed, but they ain't being too particular about whether you's employed or not. You stay in this house. The Red Cross is doing all that can be done otherwise for the sick and afflicted. I got money on me, Janie. They can't bother me. Anyhow, I wants to go see how things is showing up. I wants to see if I can hear anything about the boys from the Glades. Maybe they all come through all right. Maybe not. Tea Cake went out and wandered around, saw the hand of horror on everything. Houses without roofs and roofs without houses. Steel and stone, all crushed and crumbled like wood. The mother of malice had trifled with men. While Tea Cake was standing and looking, he saw two men coming towards him with rifles on their shoulders, two white men, so he thought about what Janie had told him and flexed his knees to run. But in a moment, he saw that wouldn't do him any good. They had already seen him, and they were too close to miss him if they shot. Maybe they would pass on by. Maybe when they saw he had money, they would realize he was not a tramp. "Hello there, Jim," the tallest one called out. "We've been looking for you." "My name ain't no Jim," Tea Cake said watchfully. "What you been looking for me for? I ain't done nothing." "That's what we want you for, not doing nothing. Come on, let's go bury some of these here dead folks. They ain't getting buried fast enough." Tea Cake hung back defensively. "What I got to do with that? I'm a working man with money in my pocket. Just got blowed out of the Glades by the storm." The short man made a quick move with his rifle. "Get on down the road there, sir. Don't look out. Somebody will be burying you. Go on in front of me, sir." Tea Cake found that he was part of a small army that had been pressed into service to clear the wreckage in public places and bury the dead. Bodies had to be searched out, carried to certain gathering places, and buried. Corpses were not just found in wrecked houses. They were under houses, tangled in shrubbery, floating in water, hanging in trees, drifting under wreckage. Trucks lined with drag kept rolling in from the Glades and other outlying parts, each with its load of 25 bodies. Some bodies fully dressed, some naked, and some in all degrees of dishevelment. Some bodies with calm faces and satisfied hands. Some dead with fighting faces and eyes flung wide open in wonder. Death had found them watching, trying to see beyond seeing. Miserable, sullen men, black and white under guard, had to keep on searching for bodies and digging graves. A huge ditch was dug across the white cemetery, and a big ditch was opened across the black graveyard. Plenty quicklime on hand to throw over the bodies as soon as they were received. They had already been unburied too long. The men were making every effort to get them covered up as quickly as possible, but the guards stopped them. They had received orders to be carried out.
Hey there, y'all! Don't dump them bodies in the hole like that. Examine every last one of them, find out if they's white or black. Us got to handle them slow like that? God have mercy. In the condition they in, got to examine them? What difference do it make about the color? They all needs burying in a hurry. Got orders from headquarters. They making coffins for all the white folks. Tain't nothing but cheap pine, but that's better than nothing. So don't dump no white folks in the hole just so. What to do about the colored folks? Got boxes for them too? Nope, they can't find enough of them to go around. Just sprinkle plenty of quicklime over them and cover them up. Shucks, nobody can't tell nothing about some of these bodies the shape they're in. Can't tell whether they're white or black.
The guards had a long conference over that. After a while, they came back and told the men,
look at the hair when you can't tell no other way. And don't let me catch none of y'all dumping white folks. And don't be wasting no boxes on colored. They's too hard to get hold of right now.
They's mighty particular how these dead folks goes to judgment, Teacake observed to the man working next to him. Look like they think God don't know nothing about the Jim Crow law. Teacake had been working several hours when the thought of Janie worrying about him made him desperate. So when a truck drove up to be unloaded, he bolted and ran. He was ordered to halt on pain of being shot at, but he kept right on and got away. He found Janie sad and crying, just as he had thought. They calmed each other about his absence. Then Teacake brought up another matter. Janie, us got to get out of this house and out of this man's town. I don't mean to work like that no more.
No, Teacake. Let's stay right in here until it's all over. If they can't see you, they can't bother you.
Oh, no. Supposing they come around searching. Let's get out of here tonight.
Where's going, Teacake?
The quickest place is the Glades. Let's make it on back down there. This town is full of trouble and compelment.
But Teacake, the hurricane was down in the Glades, too. It'll be dead folks to be buried down there, too.
Yeah, I know, Janie, but it could never be like it is here. In the first place, they're bringing bodies out of there all day, so it can't be but so many more to find. And then again, it never was as many there as it was here. And then too, Janie, the white folks down there knows us. It's bad being strange niggas with white folks. Everybody's against you.
That sure is the truth. The one the white man know is nice colored folks. The ones he don't know is bad niggas. Janie said this and laughed, and Teacake laughed with her.
Janie, I done watched it time and time again. Each and every white man think he knows all the good darkies already. He don't need to know no more. So far as he's concerned, all them he don't know ought to be tried and sentenced to 6 months behind the United States Privy House at Hard Smelling.
How come the United States Privy House, Teacake?
Well, you know, old Uncle Sam always do have the biggest and the best of everything. So the white man figured that anything less than the Uncle Sam's consolidated water closet would be too easy. So I means to go where the white folks know me. I feels like a motherless child around here.
They got things together and stole out of the house and away. The next morning, they were back on the muck. They worked hard all day fixing up a house to live in so the Teacake could go out looking for something to do the next day. He got out soon next morning, more out of curiosity than eagerness to work. Stayed off all day. That night he came in beaming out with light.
Who you reckon I seen, Janie? Bet you can't guess. I bet you fat man you seen Sop the Bottom. Yeah, I seen him and Stew Beef and Dockery and Lies and Cootie Man and Booty. Guess who else?
Lot knows. Is it Starrett?
No, he got caught in the rush. Lies helped bury him in Palm Beach. Guess who else?
Oh, go on, Teacake. I don't know. Can't be Motorboat.
That's just who it is. Old Motor.
The son of a gun laid up in that house and slept, and the lake come moved the house way off somewhere, and Mota didn't know nothing about it till the storm was about over. No! Yeah, man. Here we nearly kill our fools there running away from danger, and him lay up there and sleep and float on off. Well, you know, they say luck is a fortune. That's right, too. Look, I got a job of work, help clearing up things in general, and then they're going to build that dike, sure enough. That ground got to be cleared off, too. Plenty work. They needs more men, even. So Tea Cake made 3 hearty weeks. He bought another rifle and a pistol, and he and Janie bucked each other as to who was the best shot, with Janie ranking him always with the rifle. She could knock the head off a chicken hawk sitting up in a pine tree. Tea Cake was a little jealous, but proud of his pupil. About the middle of the 4th week, Tea Cake came home early one afternoon complaining of his head. Sick headache that made him lie down for a while. He woke up hungry. Janie had his supper ready, but by the time he walked from the bedroom to the table, he said he didn't believe he wanted a thing. "Thought you told me you was hungry," Janie wailed. "I thought so, too," Tea Cake said very quietly and dropped his head in his hands. "But I done baked you a pan of beans." "I knows they's good all right, but I don't choose nothing now." "Thank you, Janie." He went back to bed. Way in the midnight, he woke Janie up in his nightmarish struggle with an enemy that was at his throat. Janie struck a light and quieted him. "What's the matter, honey?" she soothed and soothed. "You got to tell me so I can feel with you. Let me bear the pain along with you, baby. What hurt you, sugar?"
"Something got after me in my sleep, Janie," he all but cried. "Tried to choke me to death. Hadn't been for you, I'd be dead."
"You sure was straining with it. But you's all right, honey. I'm here."
He went on back to sleep, but there was no getting around it. He was sick in the morning. He tried to make it, but Janie wouldn't hear of his going out at all.
"If I can just make out in the week," Tea Cake said.
"Folks was making weeks before you was born, and they're going to be making them after you's gone. Lay back down, Tea Cake. I'm going to get the doctor to come see about you."
"Oh, ain't that bad, Janie. Look here. I can walk all over the place."
"But you's too sick to play with. Plenty of fever around here since the storm."
"Give me a drink of water before you leave, then."
Janie dipped up a glass of water and brought it to the bed. Tea Cake took it and filled his mouth, then gagged horribly, disgorged that which was in his mouth, and threw the glass upon the floor. Janie was frantic with alarm.
"What make you act like that with your drinking water, Tea Cake? You asked me to give it to you."
"That water, there's something wrong with it, and then it choked me to death. I told you, something jumped on me here last night and choked me. You come making out I was dreaming."
"Maybe it was a witch riding you, honey. I'll see, can I find some mustard seed whilst I was out. But I'm sure to fetch the doctor when I'm come."